Before reviewing Patriot's Day, I just want to clear up a little confusion for audiences. No, this is not a sequel to Deep Water Horizon or a prequel to Lone Survivor. All three are movies directed by Peter Berg, star Marky Mark Wahlberg as the blue-collar hero, and ooze themes of bravery, sacrifice, and patriotism. So you can't be blamed for thinking it's all one great big American trilogy.
They say 500,000 people watch the Boston Marathon here in New England.
So in Patriot's Day, we know the good guys, we know the bad guys, we know the basic storyline, and we definitely know the ending. So how is it packaged together to make itself the same but different and new but old?
We have movement in the boat. It just sat up.
Well, the film's director, Peter Berg, takes several different perspectives from the day of the Boston bombings and intertwines them, consolidating it into one narrative that illustrates the strength, love, and camaraderie of Bostonians. Think Love Actually with more blood, violence, and terrorism.
Love is all a fuck-wank bugger-shitting ass head and hole.
What Berg does do well is build suspense for the movie's first 25 minutes. There's consistently a tense feeling prior to the bomb's explosion. As an audience, we already know that the bombs are going to go off, but Berg uses this to his advantage, controlling expectations and dictating the audience's emotions, like a conductor, slowly biding his time, waiting for the right moment, before finally... Unfortunately, after the explosion, it didn't really do it for me. I wanted to be so shocked that I couldn't use my hands to shovel popcorn into my big fat gob, but I wasn't, so I just kept on shoveling. It's fair to say the anticipation of the bomb was far more gripping than the bomb itself. This leads me to the next portion of the film involving the city lockdown and full-scale manhunt. I wanted a brutally tense chase scene between a powerhouse law enforcement and two homicidal brothers as a sympathetic nation looked on praying for their capture. I could really use a full stop there. Instead, we were given a game of cat and mouse between a hesitant Kevin Bacon, a grumpy John Goodman, a sad Mark Wahlberg, and a morally indecisive teen.
You release the photos of our guys, sit back and listen, trust me. You gotta stop letting Boston work for us, I'm telling you.
But I can't just snap my fingers. This decision goes all the way up to the Attorney General.
Then give me his number. I'll call him right now.
This is my city, Rick.
Release the pictures.
And speaking of Wahlberg, I personally found old Marky Mark's star power a little overwhelming in this, overshadowing the significance of the actual events. He's such a big, iconic personality who carries a lot of previous baggage like this.
Fuck you, Thunder! You can suck my dick!
And this.
My brother Donnie, he's always got clean underwear, but he always tries to steal my Calvin.
Oh, and don't forget about this.
The vibrations, good like sun-kissed. Many wanna know who done this.
It's hard to check these memories at the door. Wahlberg steals the limelight, but in a bad way, making the film more about him rather than the Bostonians, who are the real heroes of this tale. Most bothersome are the movie's two villains, who are not fictional characters, but real-life terrorists who committed these heinous crimes. The movie gives them a face, a voice, a personality, humanising two people whose actions cannot be comprehended and should never be given any form of justification.
You know about the murder, Mummy?
Yes, I know. Do you know who did it?
No.
I did that.
And just kill the police officer.
After a while bitching and moaning, you're probably asking, does the movie actually do anything right? Well, the movie finishes. Whoa, let me finish. The movie finishes with 5 minutes of real-life anecdotes from survivors, many of whose stories form the basis of the movie subplots. These first-person accounts are so raw that they make the previous 2 hours that much more heartbreaking, while also serving as a fitting tribute to those affected. Audiences walk away with a nice sentiment about how human adversity can empower people to believe that love triumphs all evil.
Devil hits you like that, the only one weapon you have to fight back with, it's love.
Patriot's Day is 113 minutes of big, hot, steamy American patriotism, but whether you're a Yank or not, it's hard to look past the emotion of this story. I give it 6, I'm not Mark for nails, out of 10.
Two people took many days and weeks to plan out hate, but love responded in an instant.